Hey there, it's Carrie coming at you with my weekly letter for Thursday, August 25th, 2022. Years ago, when I worked at a magazine, I had several interactions with a very elusive co-worker. Let's call her Margaret. The first time I saw her was when I was leaving the office at the end of the day. I caught a glimpse of a woman in a floral painting on the wall. I blinked my eyes a few times, and when I looked again, she was gone. A few weeks later, we were celebrating our editor's birthday in the small office kitchen. Everyone was seated around the table except for me. I was standing up, leaning in the doorway. As we were all talking, I felt someone brush past me. Except it was stronger than a brush. Something bumped into me hard enough to send my shoulder back. I turned around to see who it was, and no one was there. "Oh, Margaret," I thought to myself. Fast forward a couple of months. I'm in our sales manager's office telling her about the feature article for the next issue. We talk shop and finish up. As I'm leaving, I hear in a whisper clear as day, "Carrie." I turn back around to Sandy and whisper, "What?" Thinking she had some juicy gossip for me. What, she said. "Didn't you just call my name?" I asked. No. I shake my head subtly and smirk. "Okay," I said as I walked back to my office. I don't recall another time when Margaret made her presence so unmistakably known, but it sure makes for a great story. Because I believe that spirits live on after the physical body expires, I think Margaret felt welcome to visit me. So why am I sharing this ghostly tale with you? Because sometimes you have to believe something before you can see or experience it. Yep, instead of see it to believe it, a lot of the time you have to believe it to see it. If you don't believe your business will grow or thrive, you're not going to be very motivated to work at it. If you doubt that you'll ever clear out all that clutter, you'll keep putting off getting started. If you doubt you'll ever lose weight, you'll keep having ice cream for dinner. Give it a shot. Think about a BHAG you have, a big, to you, goal that you fantasize about accomplishing. Now close your eyes and see if you can conjure up a mental image that represents this goal, or a movie that shows it playing out in your mind. If you're only seeing darkness, don't worry, just keep practicing. By learning to envision the outcome you want, you'll believe more and more that it can actually happen. And when you do, not only will you dread tasks or projects less, but you might even get excited to dive in. Sometimes it may feel like you're alone in this, but you're not. When you decrease the doubt and ramp up the belief, you invite the universe to come in and help out. And it might just surprise you as much as Margaret did me. I wish you space and clarity. P.S. My publisher, Hay House, is having their annual 50% off sale. That means you can get all of my books in any format at half off, as well as audio programs. Just head on over to hayhouse.com and search for Carrie Richardson. And I hope you have a great week.